And away we go. Hello and welcome to day two. Day two of this week brought to you by me and
Faith. Me.
Oh, yeah, and Faith. She's cool too. And we're going to really rock your sock today, boy. You just wait and see. I guarantee you. Okay, here we go.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about preachers.
We are?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people, radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us on today's show. Faith?
Yes?
How are you?
I'm good.
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 What's going on?
Nothing. I got a joke for you.
A joke?
It's funny.
You don't know how to tell jokes.
I do too.
Well, you never start off by saying, I have a joke for you.
Well, I have a joke for you, so shut up.
Go ahead.
Why'd the pony cough?
I don't know. Why did the pony cough?
He was a little horse.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, ouch.
Oh, that's funny. I don't care who you are.
Oh, my goodness. What? Oh, no. Don't make fun of little horses.
You mean ponies?
No racist jokes. No racist jokes on this show.
They're ponies.
You can't just go around making fun of little horses.
I'm not making fun of them. It was a play on words, you know, horse, cough.
What if I came in here and told a joke about women or something? You'd be all over me.
I love blonde jokes, being that I'm not really real blonde. Actually, I'm not blonde at all now.
Why you gotta make fun of blondes, too?
Because I'm a make-believe one?
You're just making fun of, you're just a racist, that's what you are.
Oh, okay.
You're a racist.
Yeah, me.
That's okay, I ain't gonna tell the little horses, but mm-hmm. I just feel sorry for them. Mm-hmm. And
I'm the racist.
I don't understand why you gotta...
Me.
Yeah, you're the one making jokes.
Yeah.
Inappropriate racial jokes.
Seriously, you're gonna actually get on that.
Making fun standing of a horse's on that. Size. It's just not right.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go back to your goats?
I gotta go feed my goats, man. They're getting out of control.
Uh-huh.
I got more goats than I know what to do with.
Uh-huh. Wonder why that is.
Am I coming or going here? Oh yeah, going. That's right. He don't know if he's coming or going.
No, he doesn't. Well. I wish he'd just stay going.
That's
and
just
going
mean.
And going and going and going.
This is mean.
You know what? You're making me want to sneeze because you're sneezing.
I have a jalapeno tree in my backyard, and look at that. It's contagious. And I got a jalapeno off of my the tree, and I put it in my stew, and which was fine. But some of the oil, the thing you don't understand about like jalapenos you grow yourself, they have oil on them. Mm-hmm. The ones you buy at the store don't have oil on them.
No.
If you grow them yourself, they get oil on them, and you get that. And then I actually touched my nose.
Yeah,
it's
not
on
a good
fire
idea.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. That's what he gets. He knows
it's
better.
Like dipping your nose in.
You didn't have
lava.
To put the jalapeno in
lava.
The stew.
Well, it was good in the stew. Uh-huh. Tasted good.
Yeah.
Just don't rub it on your nose.
Just shove it up your nose.
No, it's not good.
No peppers up the nose.
Ah, it's hot lava up my nose. Hey, listen. You remember the Jesus geeks?
Plural?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Clifford?
The Jesus
Clifford
Geeks.
.com. Clifford.
Which are, you know, like the, they're like a sequel to the Jesus Geek.
Jesus Geek, uh-huh.
Which is JesusGeek.info.
Right. Clifford and who?
Chris.
Claude?
Clifford, Claude, and Chris. That's two people.
Okay.
Well, Clifford Claude is actually coming for a visit to us. Visit to coming to see us.
Here? Like for real? In real life?
Yeah.
He's coming here.
Well, sort of.
Well, what does that mean?
He's coming to CFNI.
Yeah,
Christ for the Nations.
Christ for the Nations Institute.
In Dallas, November the 13th through the 15th.
Why?
They're having a worship conference thing.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, so we got to go.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And we're going to meet up with him.
You going to dance in the aisle? You think you can do a little dancing?
I don't know Clifford well enough to dance
before
with him.
The Lord. In the aisle, not with Clifford. In the aisle to the Lord.
I'll give him a big kiss, though.
Clifford?
Yeah, big
A brotherly love.
Yeah, big Texas kiss.
Greet each other with a brotherly kiss.
Sure. Yeah. I can do that.
Clifford?
Yep.
What's his real name? How are we going to know? I mean, is he going to answer Claw. To Clifford since it's not his real name?
I don't know.
How are we going to know it's him?
We'll make him wear...
I haven't been to Sea for Nye in like 10 years.
Well, he's getting a Clifford Big Red Dog costume for Halloween.
He is.
So, yeah, so we'll make him wear that, and so we'll recognize
him. Oh, we'll be able to point him out.
Sure. I'll be the guy in the cowboy hat.
And, he doesn't wear cowboy hats. Why do you think you wear cowboy hats? You don't.
I have a cowboy hat.
Only when you go to Mexico do you wear a cowboy hat. You never wear a hat any other time.
If I'm working out in the sun.
And you have this thing about this hat business. You don't wear a hat. You don't. You wear a baseball cap.
I look good in that cowboy hat.
Okay.
I look good.
Yeah.
That's because
telling yourself
that. Well, here's the thing is I'm getting thin. I'm getting thinner.
You are. Yes, you are.
And not yet thin. I got a ways to go before I hit thin. I left obese and now I'm in middle fatdom. Okay. So, obese city, baby. Anyway, so I'm in middle fatdom right now. But as I'm getting thinner, I'm able to wear my jeans that are long enough to wear my cowboy boots.
He looks like a gangbanger. His pants are falling off now.
Yeah, but the ones I wore last night. Well, we're long enough to wear my boots with.
Well, so your other jeans that are falling off, you can wear your boots with. But they're not made for boots.
They're not made for boots and they fall off
like,
of me.
They're like, well, they're boot cut jeans, but they're not.
I could store a Volkswagen in the bottom of those pants.
His drawers were hanging out.
Like some old man pants.
Now you could fit like three of your behinds in there.
Yeah. And they fit at one point, so that's a little scary.
They never fit in your behind.
That's true.
They were always too big.
They had to have them that big to get around my big old waist. Anyway, so I've been wearing my cowboy boots.
Yeah, but not your hat.
Then I wanted to wear my hat.
Yeah, his thing.
Faith doesn't think she wants to be seen with somebody in a hat, but I look good in a hat.
You're not. No, it has nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. Joe Don wears a hat. He looks great in a hat.
But
Rob wears a hat. That's fine. But you know what? You are not a cowboy hat person. You are not. The only kind of hats that really compliment you are baseball caps.
The only reason you say that is because you haven't seen me much around with the cowboy hat.
No.
That's all it is to it.
No. You're not a cowboy. As much as you want to be, you're not.
I'm going
to
take a picture.
You are a Levi's... members only wearing cool dude that doesn't wear cowboy hats.
In Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, I was the Marlboro Man.
That was a long time ago, and you're not him anymore.
I know, but I don't have to stay who I was. I don't have to stay members only either.
Well, please don't.
Okay.
Even though those jackets are back in style. Did you know that?
No, but I'm not.
I saw one at the store.
I want to know when ribless corduroys are coming.
Oh,
back
you can get
style.
Ribless corduroys. Yeah. You can buy them. You've always been able to buy them. Lands End.
Those are cool, man.
Lands End has them. And you hate corduroy.
I hate corduroy, but I like ribless corduroy.
Well, it's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's completely different.
Okay. What is it, like velvet?
I don't know. So.
Suede.
I'm going to take a picture of myself. Without,
I'm going to get you some leather pants.
I cannot get this sentence out. Without the cowboy
you some
hat.
Leather pants.
With the
when
cowboy
you reach,
hat. And then with a baseball cap.
When
and
you
I
reach
will
your
let
goal weight, I want a picture of you in your leather pants.
Exactly what
your leather
they
pants
think
and your cowboy
I look
hat.
Best in.
But they don't know you, and you have to know you. They think they know you. They don't know you.
Oh, they know me.
Oh no, they don't.
Oh, they
I know you, and you don't are not a cowboy.
What? I didn't say I was a cowboy.
And you're not a Harley riding rebel either. The black T-shirt phase you went through, not a good one. Not so good.
There are many sides to me.
Okay. I know them all.
I'm like an onion.
Intricately.
I'm like an onion. I have layers.
You don't really want to refer to yourself as an onion.
You peel away different layers.
Referring to yourself as an onion is not a good thing.
And each one makes you cry.
No, it does. That's right.
I'm not simple. I'm a complicated person with many facets of my personality. I have owned a Harley and gone to many Harley parties.
I know. And that was a bad phase. The whole black business, bad phase.
And I've had members only phase where I thought I was a yuppie for a week until I couldn't afford to be one anymore. And I've done that.
This last phase you've been in for like 10 years and it's a good one.
Before that, I was in the grunge phase.
It's the no t-shirt phase.
When we first started dating, I was sort of in the grunge phase.
Yeah, what was that about? The flannel shirt, thermal t-shirt underneath thing?
Uh-huh. I look good. That was a good phase.
Have you looked back at that? Have you gone back and said, I I you express liked me professionalism.
Then. You liked me then.
Of course I did.
So the and then there was a time when there was a cowboy phase. I had a pair of boots for every day of the week.
You did not.
I did.
When?
When I was in high school.
Your mom actually spent money to buy you that many pair of boots?
No, not actually, no. I think one of those pairs of boots was actually purchased. The rest of them were gimmies. Hand-me-downs from uncles or grandfathers or
that kind of thing. But
I had six pairs of boots.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
I know there's 7 days in a week, but I had six pairs of boots.
Mm-hmm. So. You didn't wear boots to church?
We didn't come here to talk about me and my many layers.
Well,
of
isn't that what you like to talk about the most?
No, I like to talk about
you. Since
you
think this is your show.
It's not my show. It's the people's show. It's whoever's listening's show.
Did you know that in like 1987, I was in speaking of phases. I would go to the it was like Rethread store where they had like clothes from like the 30s and 40s and stuff.
Yes.
20s and 30s and 40s. Jewelry and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was cool. A lot of girls did
and
that.
And I would wear these wool skirts with...
You've had many phases as well.
Footless leggings and...
You've had many phases. Flats. But it's always followed fashion pretty much.
Not always. I mean, kind of. I wanted to be Debbie Gibson for a brief period in my life.
No, that was fad. That wasn't fashion.
But, and I would rip up my jeans on purpose.
Yeah, that was that to look was like just, that. That was a sad thing.
But you, even though you didn't think she was that great of a singer, you had a crush on her. You thought she was cute.
Well, sure. I mean, I didn't have a crush on her. I thought she was cute, though.
Yeah.
Well, moving right along, you gonna have faith builders for us? Give us a faith builder today.
A faith builder?
A faith builder. From faith. A faith builder from faith. Here we go.
I'm looking.
Everybody's just dying to hear it.
I'm looking.
Okay.
I'm reading this one.
Okay.
I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who delight in him should ponder them. Everything he does reveals his glory and majesty. His righteousness never fails.
Never
Psalm 111, 1 through 3.
Good,
that's
good,
from
good,
the
good, good.
What is this? New Living? Sounds like New Living.
Did we go over we should always back up our data?
Yeah, we did that yesterday.
Okay, just want to make sure.
It's kind of a dull show if you ask me.
Wow, there you go. Well, we can't please all the people all the time. We can only try to please some of the people some of the time.
Okay. Well, what do you got? Since you said we're going to talk about preachers or something.
Do you like preachers that yell?
I don't know.
If you had to pick, right? You got preachers that yell.
What do you mean by yell? Do
preachers
you mean
that
like
are funny?
You're all going straight to hell yelling, or just who get all excited and
there's angry preachers. Look, here's my classification: angry preachers. Mm-hmm. Preachers who yell. That mm-hmm. means they get really excited, you know, and they don't. It's not necessarily angry. It's just
kind of like Dr. Tony Evans, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, he can yell.
He yells and gets excited.
Then you've got
I like him
funny preachers.
Yeah.
They're always telling jokes. Yeah, kind of like Bill Anderson.
Dr. Anderson, yeah.
And then there's the step on your toes preachers. Now, you can cross over. Some of these things may, you know.
Right,
you can
right.
have preachers who yell, tell jokes, and you can have. But, I mean, this is their main thing, right?
That's their
shtick. The step on your toe preacher is the one that you leave going, oh, you know, you leave
very
feeling convicted.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, we actually know a couple who said they don't like that.
We don't go to church to get our toes stepped on,
yes,
they
we
said.
Don't go to church to get our toes stepped on. Well, why do you go to church then?
Because it's good for business.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to judge them.
Oh, well, that's why.
I'm not going to say that about them.
I'm not judging.
Maybe
I'm just telling
to,
you that's
they
why.
They go to church to worship. You okay. don't have to go to church to get your toes stepped on. You can go for fellowship or worship. There's other reasons.
Well, of course.
So, what do you like?
What's my preference?
Yes, yes.
I like teachers. You didn't list that.
No.
I like the teacher preacher. They're my favorite.
Yeah, the teacher preacher?
Mm-hmm.
I like the teacher preacher who gets in the Word and goes mm-hmm. to the Word.
Who speaks to his congregation not on a continually evangelical terms. You know, I mean, there's always the gospel message at the end. I mean, he's always saying, you know, mm-hmm. offering the... Sure.
The offering is an evangelical message. Or he relates it back to the lost.
He always, you know, relates it to the lost at the end. It's always, there's always an invitation mm-hmm. at the end. But I like how the sermon itself is aimed at his congregation who comes, you know, and who wants to be fed. And not the, just little drops of milk. Who wants Meat. To be fed, who really wants to grow, and who doesn't just say that that's only for Sunday school. Because, you know, I really think it's important that, you know, we get some of that, not always, but we get some of that in our sermons too. And I think too many today have dumbed down their sermons, and I don't think it's good.
We should go to Sam's church, see if we like it.
I'm not driving 2 hours to go to church.
Well, you could check it out. We should go check it out. No, not to go there all the time. We should go check it out.
Well, see, like, because my mom and dad's pastor, uh-huh. I love him.
He's pretty good.
He, you know, he's not afraid to step on your toes, but he does it in such a loving manner. You don't even know if your toes are being stepped on, you know. And he is a really good teacher, and he can be funny. I mean, he has to try to be funny. He's not naturally funny.
He's not funny at all, but...
But he tries really hard.
But he's so got, nice,
but he's such
it.
A sweet and kind man that you just love him. And he loves to teach the word. He's a teacher. But then I do, like Dr. Anderson, who is our interim pastor now, I love him. I think he's hysterical. He's funny, and he's real. And that's what I love about him. He's very real. I'm a pastor, but I'm still dealing with the same stuff you're dealing with. You know, he's very human. He gets, you know, gets on our level, and he's somewhat teacherish, you know.
He didn't get too deep, but he's very teachers.
But that's because that's our church. They don't. That's not their thing. They don't do that in the sermon.
That's what you're supposed to have the small groups for.
So, but as far as yelling, I love Dr. Tony Evans. I love him. I think he's great, and I've learned like many, many things. Basically. So I really like
except
them all.
Except for the yelling,
I'm not the hellfire like the and brimstone kind of preacher because you know what? I'm already saved. What are you yelling at me for?
Well, the thing about it to me is
beat me to death.
The thing about it with me is it doesn't work. If you come at me, you know, there was a thing that went around a while back. I forgot his name now, but he was basically telling you that if you know you're not saved, you know, I don't think you're saved.
Who said that?
This guy. He went and he was actually talking to a bunch of youth.
Oh,
he says,
okay.
You can't just go around, you know, you can't just say a prayer one day and then never change your life. You know, that was his point. But I mean, but he was saying here in America, most of us aren't saved. Because we don't suffer. We don't go out and suffer. We don't, you know, if we really believed, then we would be in Africa or someplace like that. And I'm like, well, you know, you can't all.
Not everybody's called to Africa, man.
Anyway, and you have to, and there's a thing called submission to your parents. And, you know, I mean, he was talking to a bunch of youth. And anyway, it just makes me, when somebody comes across and they're angry, it makes me angry.
Yeah, and they're being hostile.
Yeah, it doesn't, I don't respond well.
No.
So I don't know.
This is TBS.
What was that about?
That was a promo.
For PBS?
TBS, Two Blind Squirrels.
I thought you said PBS. I'm like, public broadcasting system. Why are we promoting the liberal public broadcasting system?
We got a few of these, and we're gonna see them out and see if we can use them, you know.
You're listening to Two Blind Squirrels.
That's good. I can use that.
Okay.
Just to throw that in every once in a while, so I don't have
Shouldn't
to say
it be funnier? They're awful serious.
Well, these are just to throw in between segments or something. These aren't entire things themselves. These are just to use.
So people know they're listening to the show. Wouldn't they know that if they downloaded the show
not
in the first place?
What if somebody else gave it to them? By the way, I would like to encourage everybody out there. This is a common, you know, whatever you call it, protected show, common whatever it's called. Whatever that's called.
There's laws.
It's not even really a law. It's more like an agreement that you won't take our show and use it for you know, to make money off of.
Because we're not, so you can't
without our permission.
Because if you're making money and we're not, that's just not right.
But what we would like,
I'm just saying.
But what you can do is you can copy the show as much as you want and give it out. They don't have to get it from us. What we would encourage everybody to do who listens to this show is make a CD of the show. Okay, it's free. I mean, it's not the CD's not free. It costs you a lot of money. But the show is free. Burn it to CD. Burn it to audio CD, not an MP3, but burn it to an audio CD. Just one show that you like. A show
Why
that
they
you
call
like.
It burn it.
And then pass that out.
Don't look at me like that. I'm asking you a question.
Write it on there. Write Two Blind Squirrels on there. TwoBlindSquirrels.com and give it to somebody you know. You know, do a funny show or, you know, or one of the more serious shows or whatever.
Whatever and give you it think to, they like.
Yeah, whatever you think they like. What are you, and one that you like specifically. And then give that to somebody else. And so that we can be a blessing to others. Right?
Right. Why do they call it burning?
Because you're actually shooting a laser into a, onto the CD, causing little bubbles to pop up.
Huh. It's interesting. So you really are burning.
In a way, yeah.
Cool. Learn something new every day. Didn't know that.
We learn something new every day.
Huh, that's interesting.
So
what do you got? You got any more promos there?
Yeah, I had some.
You're lost. Where are you going? Hello?
Oh, here's one. Here we go. And call.
Hey, Brad. This is Chris from thejesusgeeks.com.
We've already talked about you on my show. We've already talked about
why
you.
Why didn't he say hi to me?
Clifford. He kind of got mad because we... Maybe he got mad because we were talking about...
How come he didn't say hi to me?
I don't know. He dissed you.
Podcast, but I just had a comment on something. It's pronounced Marquez, not Martinez. With all due respect to Jen and Dave over at Jaded Visalians, I am not Mexican. my lineage is Northern European. So it's Martinez, not Martinez.
Another racist. This is just like a racist show.
I guess so.
Can't believe
Martens,
you
Martinez or Martens?
It's Martens.
Martinez, Martens.
It's M-A-R-T-E-N-S.
It's not spelled right. What is Martinez. Wrong with our language? Our language, there's something wrong with the English language. Things are not spelled the way they should be. That laboratories. Hate that word.
So it's Clifford Claude and Chris.
Chris Martens.
Martinez.
Martinez.
Martinez. Chris Martinez. Is that what he said?
I don't know.
Clifford Claude.
Thank you for getting that right.
Oh, you're welcome. We still haven't gotten it right.
He said we got it right. He just said we got it right.
Okay, good. Martinez. That's what we're going with.
Martinez.
Is he done talking? Clifford he didn't let him finish.
Clifford Claude and Martinez.
Thank you for getting that right.
You're welcome.
And on another note, God exists outside of time. Ha ha. All right, talk to you later, man. Keep up the good show. Bye.
If God exists outside of time,
Lord.
Then he is incapable of taking action. There you go. There
Do you
no
know people? You know what I want y'all to know?
There's no outside of time.
That
people.
we went on a date last night to our favorite place to go, and we were sitting there. It was such a nice. It was nice. I was holding hands across the table, and it was so quiet. And there was candles and wine, and it was so pleasant and nice. And all of a sudden, he says, "You know, I know you're tired of hearing about this time thing, but da 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 da." And for 15 minutes, I heard. I'm like, seriously, you started the sentence with, "I know you don't want to hear about time," but then I had to hear about it.
Yeah, I have to hear about your workouts. You have to hear about my discussions with these people on Twitter.
I love your discussions with the people. I'm just tired of this one. Can we have a new discussion? You got a new something new.
If Chris really believes in this,
you need something new.
I think he's already a member of the forum. He needs to come to the forum.
I torture you with my workout discussions. Seriously,
actually, Larry agrees with me. I didn't say you tortured me with it.
Well, I feel tortured sometimes. So, do you feel tortured?
I'm just saying. It's not my most favorite subject.
But because I enjoy talking about it, you will listen.
I do.
Right. And so thus I listened on my date.
And now you're complaining about
for 15
it on
minutes.
My show.
You complain about me talking about working out. I don't know why I can't. If it's not your show, it's our show.
Just kidding with you. I knew you were going to. I knew that. All right. That's all we got.
Y'all are smart people. You can talk about something else. There's got to be something else you can talk about.
This is not until we get this one settled.
Never going to settle. You're going to have to agree to disagree.
No, we don't, because I'm right.
Oh, Lord. See, this is what happens. He'll never stop.
I'll agree to
disagree. I'll have date nights for the rest of my life. I'll have to hear about the time to see. When my dad comes, trust me, there'll be long debated conversations. And you know what my dad will probably say? You know what? What's it matter, man?
If there was a logical position
Brad,
that I could...
Brad, why are you worried about Tom?
Because
let's worry about whether people are saved next door. Instead, that's right. What he'll probably tell you.
But
would he not?
It does reflect on that, because the people next door are not going to listen to if you're spouting off illogical statements like God is outside of time. it offends me in my sense of logic. I mean, it makes us sound unintelligible. It makes us sound like science fiction geeks,
okay.
Which is okay to be a science fiction geek, but don't apply it to religion.
Okay.
It's two separate things. We don't want people associating God with mythological Star Wars shows, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. God is a personal being. He has thoughts and he does actions. If he does actions and have thoughts, then those things take place in an order, which in effect is time.
Hmm.
That's why it matters.
Okay.
You don't care.
I do care.
You don't care.
I'm just tired of talking about it.
You don't care.
I told you this before.
I don't care about my time.
I do care. I love your time. I love you. I think you're the best man ever.
Oh, I got to stop the music for that. Wow. Okay. That's good stuff. I think you're the best woman ever.
Thank you.
And you're pretty.
Yeah, you're handsome. You took my breath away in the car last night.
You're beautiful.
You turned to me. You turned and smiled and I went, so handsome.
Lucky me.
I'm so blessed.
Okay, we're getting like goo all over the microphones. I think I heard Dave just throw up.
Oh, good. My mission's complete.
Dave just threw up all over his iPod.
All we have to do is sing, and John will throw up.
Love is a many splendid thing.
That's just for you, John.
Now, Wilkerson's thrown up, and Dave is thrown up. Let's see, who else can we get
Tim.
To puke?
It takes a lot for Tim to throw up. Nah, I don't think he'd throw up.
Wonder Bread.
Wonder
Bread being stomped on.
Wonder Bread
on
powers activate.
Mud. There's a big
in
mud
the form
puddle,
of...
and you step on it with the mud and the mud. And
but you know what? It'll just soak up the mud
in the Wonder Bread.
You in the
Wonder
Bread.
Bread sandwich with mud.
Do you know what? I buy the Wonder Bread for Helen, and what that's like the, you know, it's like half wheat, honey wheat. You know, it looks like Wonder Bread to her, so she'll actually eat it.
Yes.
Because I forced her to eat wheat bread her whole life until she was old enough to know better.
Yeah.
Somebody gave her Wonder Bread and, you know, she was ruined.
Then,
So, but I make her cookie cutter sandwiches, you know, like snowman shaped or heart shapes
and
stuff. Yeah. I always think of Tim when I make those sandwiches.
Aww.
I do because it's Wonder Bread.
That's sweet. She's so sweet and pretty and beautiful.
When you say it like that, it kind of takes away from it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Coupon squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.